Welcome back. This is going to be the longest one so far. Forgive me. I might not remember everything I wanted to say initially, but this is the recap. Total recap. The festival. Yeah, a lot of people. More than I can see, really. I was surprised with how tired I was from all that walking. How the performances were always late, never on time. Them actually singing instead of letting the song just play. It was actually off-putting for me because, unlike how, you know, a live performance is with breaths needing to be taken, their voice might be tired, could be sick. The song is always perfect, and I think it was Jacquees. It was somebody. Dog voice cracked when he was singing, and I'm not putting nothing past him because he has a wonderful voice, not judging or anything, but I was like, I paid for this. I guess I'm just not the type of person that concerts were for. Not my thing. But I am pretty anti. But the quality to me wasn't there. Or the professionalism. I'll get into the more reasons why I say that later. But it was a cool experience overall, don't get me wrong, but having me from my first experience ever at this festival, comparing the music I've always listened to on the computer, phone, radio, headphones, and then a live performance is just completely different. I will say that there is a different energy, and you really need to have your own fun regardless. At first, I was trying to move with the crowd because of how many people there were, but you really can't worry about nobody else. And also drink plenty of water and lay off the drugs. Because, as I said before, all those people were feigning. I actually made this episode once, but I got a phone call, so it interrupted. So I don't remember exactly what I said already in the other part and the missing part that I haven't posted. I decided to redo it. But, plenty of people were passing out all day, day into the night, and it was shocking, to say the least. I thought that maybe, and I don't know what spurred this thought, but the amount of people that kept on passing out made me think, man, maybe there's somebody out here just knocking people out, which was not the case. There was plenty of security. Not that many police officers, but they were there. Sunday, there were plenty of police officers. I heard that somebody got trampled later the first day, so maybe that's why they upped the police presence. There was always people in those vests, though, but they're not really going to do anything, man. They're just trying to get a check. But I've seen SZA in Sexy Red, but like I said, I didn't get to fully enjoy Sexy Red's performance. I caught the bottom or the last couple minutes of it. But SZA was pretty great. Her voice, her dancing, her stage was all on par to what I expected, wanted to see. She portrayed herself as a genuine person that cares about her fans, which was nice. I didn't know she was that thick, though. Even though, yeah, she probably had work done, build a body a bit, but the thigh dimples is what got me, and I mean, me personally, I like thighs, I'm a thigh guy, and she definitely was thick. Even though the outfit wasn't that good to me, it was a very strange ensemble, I must admit. My friend that I went with seemed to enjoy himself very well, and I'm thinking maybe I was at the wrong place. I was trying to do something, like maybe I should go to a rager or maybe a hardcore rap sort of deal. Because I started to notice Dreamville was more so like chill. And I mean, from J. Cole's music, you would know that he's a lyrical and conscious rapper. But I was really just trying to geek. But I'm getting too old for all that anyway. But I do want to experience it one more or one time. So I think I'm going to go to one more concert. But different, with a different vibe to it, though. The food was great. I had a vegan, gluten-free cheese sandwich. That sounds really strange. Is that... Nah, you don't call it that. It's grilled cheese. Grilled cheese sandwich. I was not expecting to pay that much for it, but of course, yeah, I know I mentioned that part. Prices be jacked up at this place. Water was also expensive, which was surprising because of the heat and weather and just the effort it takes to walk around the area. This isn't like a flat floor or anything. It's basically like hiking, okay? Trees, uneven landscapes, roots. It was taxing on your feet. You definitely want to wear some track running comfortable shoes when you're going to these events, or you're going to end up going barefoot. And even then, you're still going to be hurting. Bringing a chair is also a must. Absolutely. And you have to choose who you want to see, because if a performance starts at 9 and there's another one at 8:30, if the one at 9 is your favorite, you're going to skip out on the 8:30 one, and you're going to want to try to get a front row seat. And while everybody's moving to the next stage, you're going to want to stay put and be bored for 30 minutes in this example. Maybe talk, try to use your phone. My service was terrible at this festival the whole time. I'm glad I didn't have an emergency, because I wasn't going to be able to reach or contact anyone. It was super bad. T-Mobile, you need to amp it up. Maybe put a satellite right by that park. I forget the name of it. So, me personally, I never stayed at one place. I wanted to experience everything. So, you know, I was moving, seeing all the little stands, vendors, blah, blah. When we finally decided that we were done for the day, I still had that hour drive back to the B&B. Man, that killed me. And it didn't even kill me in the sense that I was sleepy. It killed me like I was not trying to make that drive. Especially after that ticket that I got, which was plaguing my mind the whole time. Ugh, disgusting. Also, was very hungry, but I missed the Walmart, I believe. I should have went to the one in that town of Riley, but whatever. Get back to the B&B, though. We talking about how it went, blah, blah, blah. I think I was one of, I think we was the first one back. Man, that place turned so creepy at night, bruh. There was a gas station, little mart beside it, and it was people walking all around. Well, it was this one dude that walked by. And I had to go back outside to get something out of the car. Dude was like, just a hooded figure going. I was like, man, dog about to run up behind me. Get in the house. Oh, I forgot the funny thing that happened. I was the last one to leave. Was it the... the first day I was the last one to leave to the concert. Decided to go to the mall. I had a little adventure there, whatever. I forgot my keys in the B&B. And there was a moment where I was like, I literally locked myself out and everybody else is gone. They would have to turn around. They would have been gone for maybe like 10, 20 minutes, so it's not that long. But I was really like, man, I can't get in my car. I can't get into the Airbnb. I was lost, bruh. But then I remember my brother said something about a lockbox. I was like, yo, there has to be a way in. But it was that 5 to 10 minutes, bro. When I tell you, I was like, man, I'm so freaking done, bro. I was just like, man, I was almost about to go to that little mart beside our B&B, buy a black, and just sit down on the porch, bro. I was really about to just go through it, man. Just think about the events that happened in the last 48 hours. But skipping to Sunday. Not going to mention about how I stayed up all night. You know, motherfuckers can't sleep. I work third shift, so I do this. But skipping that part. Boom. I'm the first one to leave. And I go back to the mall, I believe. Yeah, I do. Because I needed a charger. I got the dang power bank for my phone, but I didn't have the right cable to use it, which was blasphemy, really. The cable should come with it, but I got an older generation iPhone, and iPhone keeps switching their cables, Lightning to USB-C, all that nonsense. Spent the grip on that, too, honestly. Man, spending money crazy, bro. Moving on, the rest of the team, they end up going to the mall, but when they get there, I'm leaving because I missed out on the early part of the festival. I had my band and everything now, so I was like, okay, yeah, I'm about to spend the whole day here. Plus, my friend was like, yo, I want to see this performer, this performer, this performer. So I'm like, all right, we're going to see Earth Gang and whoever else, can't remember, Loot, Can't remember what dog's name were, but I really wanted to just get there because I missed the first half the second time. I mean, the first time. So we leave. Boom, my cousin called me. Hey, I left my ID at the B&B. I need you to take dog with you because I can't get in or whatever. And I'm like, yo, what in the world, man? Come on. And then when I finally lead him all and about to head to him, I see he's like 30 minutes out. I'm like, yo, you in the opposite direction of the festival. You could at least meet me, man. God dang. And gas was cheaper there, but I got gas somewhere else. So I'm burning all my gas up. Man, that joint was wild. But blessings, because dog was like, hey, I'm going to just try something. And whatever he tried worked. I didn't even end up meeting him and picking dog up. I just went straight to the festival. And thankfully, oh, wait, I'm mixing that up. That happened on Saturday. That's another reason why we were so late. Yeah. But Sunday, I already knew where I was going to park at, so. But I still was running late. I can't remember why. I thought that was why, though. No, it can't be. But we were running late for some other reason. Can't remember, but we found a nice park at NSU or NCS. I don't know, but a special victim unit, feel me? Really was cool. Got in there. Dog missed everybody that he wanted to see. Not everybody, but like the first three performers. He heard him, though. I don't think he was on stage when, or we didn't get to the main place. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. We got there. It was way more people, of course, because J. Cole was going to perform and it was the last day. It was way more people that Sunday. That was the main reason why we were late. The line was ridiculous. And they had police out there on these dirt bikes trying to, you know, guide everybody or whatever. But that won't do nothing like a sea of people. Then they weren't even checking people like they should have. But thankfully, on nobody, on nothing. It was wild. Waiting in that damn line for 45 minutes. Anyway, get in there. I'm a bit underwhelmed. I mean, it was some great performances from Jeezy, Nicki Minaj, J. Cole, Lil Durk, more people than I can name. But it was just the timing was off. Plus, all the technical difficulties that was there, but try to make the best out of it. I'm trying to keep it PC, but there was a lot of more than moderately attractive females out there. I wanted to mention this one in particular, but I'm going to refrain from that. But what will I will say instead is the bathroom situation out there is, I guess it's not that bad, but to me, it was kind of traumatizing. Like, they only had sanitizer, no soap water. The porta potties weren't as bad as I thought they were going to be. The urinals is where it's at, though. That was a quick lickety split. But overall, it was an experience. When I looked into it, though, I heard that the other years were better and this one was scattered, I'll say. J. Cole did one of his boys dirty. I honestly want to watch the Prime concert just so I can see what people saw online and how it differed from actually being there. But Dog tried to tell him that his mic wasn't working, and I guess he did. But he was on a time crunch. He was really rushing on his set. I'm not sure if it's because Nicki Minaj and the other girl pushed everything back. But he was, and you could clearly see him rushing around, trying to get through his whole set. The only thing he really took his time with was that apology to Kendrick Lamar. So, and that joint went viral. I guess it's kind of cool to say that I was there for a viral moment, though. So, that's interesting. But yeah, I do apologize the way that these got formatted. I should have followed through. Usually when I make my stories, I do them all at once, series, but I break them up to be released about a couple days apart. But I do them all at once, so it's like fresh and flows better. Thank you for bearing with me. I do have some other stories that I'm planning on dropping. Hopefully I make them over the weekend. But I just been debating if I want to share them, because it's kind of... on the ignorant side of things. But hopefully y'all can get a laugh, a little bit of enjoyment out of that. Have a great day. I'm gonna pass out. I haven't been to sleep yet for my 8-hour shift, and it's already 11:30. I got off at 7:30. I'm really trying to sleep. I hope the weekend is going to be as long as my week was. Feel me? Catch y'all later.